And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Number 93, Lou. Number 93.
93.
Yes. Good old number 93.
Who was 93?
That's a good question, Lou. I should always keep up my Bears numbers grid because...
Al Jablonski.
Yeah. Hey, would you blow me? He was number 93.
Heywood. Oh, Heywood.
Oh, Heywood.
Yes.
So, Lou, it was a busy week this week. You had the big kickoff on Sunday. How did that go?
Outstanding.
Yeah, quite a crowd for that first game, and of course, a great game.
Table of meat. Tom was in great form.
Oh, okay. Chef Neil in his mid-season form, apparently.
Oh my gosh, it was outstanding, outstanding.
And he did make an appearance in the prediction video.
Yes.
Did you see that? You don't see anything, but of course.
I haven't seen one of them. I live it live. No need to see it.
That's true. That is true. It's a good philosophy. And then, of course, after the celebration of Sunday, we had the opposite effect on Thursday. Is that correct, Lou?
Well, I tell you, it was just that game should have been 43-10 with all the passes that Green Bay was dropped. The Bears looked awful. Just terrible.
Yes.
It's that colander defense that just never works.
The colander defense. There you go. Lou has made up a term that I'm sure sports pundits across the country will be taking up.
They're on it right now.
That's right.
Here, Chris Berman. And there he goes, slicing and dicing through that colander defense of Alabama. Oh, wow.
Lou, that was a pretty good imitation there.
Imitating me.
Oh. Hey, since we had the prediction show last week for the podcast or vodcast, as the kids call it, let's give you two picks of the week for Sunday. And then we'll start that going. So I'm Cincinnati at Cleveland, Lou.
Cleveland.
Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland.
Home of Furman's Mustard.
I think we've gone over that before. Philadelphia at Baltimore, Lou. I'm giving you all East Coasters.
Baltimore!
So there we go. The beginning of your lose picks, and we'll see how you do all season. I know people...
And, of course, anybody that plays Detroit.
There you go, sir.
The Lions or the new Packers.
So we met one of Lou's relatives this week. I didn't know you had relatives in Chicago, Lou.
Yes.
That's very nice. And she is she describes herself as a stunt person for the various productions around town. Is that true, Lou?
Hey, that's cool. She falls down a lot.
So I didn't know you had a dancer in your family, Lou. That's very impressive.
I do.
Isn't she a dancer as well? Besides falling down a lot?
Me.
All right, Lou, let's move on to your question of the week. And since we are talking about dancing, Lou, which song will get you to the dance floor and why? Are you there, Lou? Hello?
It's a Wonderful Life.
You mean It's a Wonderful World by Louis Armstrong?
Yes.
All right.
1, 2.
And why would that get you to the dance floor every time?
Because that's the song I dance with Dee Dee Dickman. Dickman, you're the unification ceremony.
Lou, you sentimental old fool. Give us your catchphrase out, and we'll see you next week.
Have an outstanding week. Hope to see you Sunday for Guido's birthday party at the Mutiny. Hey, give me a call. I lost my phone, so I don't have any contact information. Talk to you later.
Go Bears!
This is a commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Perfume Handkerchief Service. When you want to weep like a girl over a sentimental song, see Lou at the Mutiny, 2428 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. Tell him Lou perfumes you!